So we're back with Tolenik after the summer. Fatal Ol and Hav, how was the summer? Yes, we were away because you were all away. So what's happening? The idea with Tolenik is to give an English language gateway into Cornish. And so we're here in Murdoch House for a Redruth Pasty Day. And we've got some people learning some Cornish. Pugh Oster.
Hello and Ovey.
Hello and... Oh, and you're learning some Cornish?
Yeah.
Oh, you know some colours, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
All right, okay. Have we got the colours, bits and bods? So we've got Rob here as well. And we got some colours. We're going to go through some colours, aren't we? Okay, so let's see what colours we can do. So,
purple.
Purple.
Green. Rufelin. Purple. Roof. Melon. Do. Loose.
Which is your favourite colour?
Rufelin,
yeah, that's a lovely colour. Rob, so you've been teaching these colours, and you've been learning as well.
Trying to, yeah, both Unified and Swerth now.
Okay, so are you learning a lot by teaching your children as well?
They've started to pick up on my mistakes that I'm making, so I'm trying to teach them, and they're getting better than me already.
Okay, so let's see what else is going on here. Have we got some songs going on here in Cornish? Guys, someone fell onto the microphone there.
We'll do it faster. Oster Paris? Dowkey being almost in coast, Eskis know it what pub trows. Dowkey being autoquellis, on an agat eskisha kellis.
Okay, you sang that well. Do you want to sing along as well?
No.
No, what do you like singing?
Twinkle, twinkle, little star.
In Canuick? Do you know, sing that in Cornish? Which do you sing in Cornish?
Twinkle, twinkle, little star.
What, do you sing any songs in Cornish?
Crocodile No Neck, I'm on you.
Yeah, Crocodile No Neck. George, shall we sing Crocodile No Neck?
Okay, yeah. Crocodile No Neck and I'm holding here. Crocodile No Neck and I'm holding here.
Dins and mill nag in her here. I'll grazzle the
deer.
Denzel.
Well, we've got some Cornish going on here, haven't we? You know, Denzel.
You forgot Denzel teeth.
Yeah, Denz. Yeah.
Denz.
Okay, well, thank you for that little bit of a song there. So we've got some proof that some Cornish is being spoken. Oh, John has been teaching. John, I heard you speaking Cornish on Radio and Going to Wakefield. So how easy is it to learn Cornish through teaching children?
It's very easy because you learn with them as a person learns a language naturally, you know.
And so I suppose if you are a parent... and you want your children to learn, you just have to stay a little few steps ahead of them, I suppose, is one way of doing it.
Yeah. So you're learning at the rate that a person would learn their language naturally anyway. So.
There are these. Okay, we've got Brian Abjohan, who's videoing all of this for the Tolenik. So I'm going to wave for his video. and I'm going to come over to Brian now and try and talk to him whilst he videos me and I record him. Brian.
Yes.
This is a pop-up Corona Wakefield at Pasty
it
Day.
It is at Pasty Day. We've got some signs here. We've been out trying to... I'm going to turn this off. Hang on a second. There we go. We've been trying to get a time today when children and families, John you've been talking to, Rob you've been talking to, and Alice, they've been working really hard to try to get some sessions going for children and families. Wanted to try it here today at Murdoch Day, Pasty Day, because it's a big family day. And we haven't been able to get too many people to come and join in with us. The weather's not too brilliant, but it's a good chance to get Cornish out in the street, being heard by people who perhaps don't know the language at all, but just a really good chance to make it normal.
Okay, I'm now going to go over and find Kenza Broadhurst here. Now, Kenza, you're about to start teaching Cornish, aren't you, at school?
Martesan.
This is the Tolenic, so you can actually speak in English with me. Yeah. So, so just tell me what you know so far.
Hopefully, I've started a new job, and hopefully, I will be teaching Cornish as an activity at my new school.
Can we say which school that is yet? No, we can't. Okay, so we'll keep that under wraps, but watch out for that happening. And how have you found this pop-up Cernuigfa?
There's been a lot of Lego involved.
That's a good thing, because children can learn colours through Lego.
It's a really, really good way of learning, obviously. And the children, watching the children learn, they've sort of been busy playing with the Lego and actually just saying things in Cornish and listening and repeating words without realising that they're learning, which is obviously how we would learn our native language anyway.
Do you think more adults should try doing it that way?
Yeah, I think so. Isn't Lego really popular? Isn't like Jack Knoll a massive Lego fan?
I love Lego. I love my Lego. I've got technical Lego, though. Does that work too?
I have no idea. A bit of Meccano or something like that, maybe. Yeah.
Well, there you go. We've had some fun at the pop-up Cernuigfa. And so this is the first Tolenic back after the summer, and there'll be ongoing gateways into the Cornish language through the medium of English.